everyone. Thanks for watching live. Being here live, we are on the replay. Today is a very special session. In fact, we are going to focus on mastering the heart of strategic connections. There is no better person than my guest today, which is my great friend, Michel Marie. Now, there are very few people in the world that have mastered this art. And Michelle is one of those. I met her through an event that she runs called the Nomad Island Fest, which will invite you to come. It's going to be in December in Madeira this year. So I'd love you to be there. And we're going to tell you a bit more about the event and how it works. But I met her for the first time at that event because a common friend, Chris Reynolds, asked me to speak there. And I said, well, I'm here. I'm in London. Let's move. And the way I've seen this woman grow a network and how strategically she thinks about getting access to places that it will take years for people to get, and like in an instant, boom, she's there. Like she really cracks the code. So this is going to be the interview. We're going to talk about a few different things. We're going to look at how she built this global business while traveling the world. What is the story behind Nomad Island Fest and also strategies to turning connections into growth. So, Michelle, welcome. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. Well, it's awesome to be with you, to be on your stage this time, and to also have your community here. I'm very excited. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So let's look at, I want to start from the idea of connections, right? Because you've built an incredible business just on the back of building strategic connections.
Yeah.
So what has been like for you, and where did it start? Like for you, just having this mindset of I need to get access to the right people.
Yeah, actually, this started 7 years ago, maybe actually longer, but I never knew that I was doing it. That's the interesting thing. It you know, when you're unconsciously skilled at something, or how do you say unaware skilled? I'm not native English speaker, so correct me if I'm wrong. But I realized that I always had a love for bringing people in general together. And automatically what I do, so let's say I'm here in the room with you, Simone, and Elizabeth, and Steve is here, for example. And when I hear what people are doing, I naturally am intrigued by their story. And I generally love to listen to people's stories and their goals and their dreams and what they're building, what they're doing, what they aim to achieve. And when I hear that two people are doing things that could amplify each other's goals or support each other, then I start introducing them. And I started with this like 7 years ago. I started actually hosting trips for digital nomads and online entrepreneurs. And one of the reasons why I did that is because actually I felt damn lonely while building an online business and being location independent, because it sounds all beautiful. And Elizabeth just said it, her partner is location independent, can travel the world. And it's beautiful, of course. And people think about the photos on the beach and with your laptop and, for example, on a cruise and all these things. It is as beautiful as it looked like. There is also a little bit of a dark side on it, is that it can become quite lonely, because even though you're in beautiful places, it's you and your laptop building stuff. You're not part of a physical team. You don't go to the office. You don't have that neighbor that you talk to always. So while I was doing that, and that was 7 years ago, I built my own skills in digital marketing. I was doing Facebook ads for other companies. I found out, like, I moved to Bali because there was a community of digital nomads and entrepreneurs. Even I lived in an entrepreneur house. It was great. But everyone was glued to their laptop and focusing on their own work. And in the evening, it was a party or maybe a drink or a meetup, but that was it. And I was struggling on, like, in that stage, because I got more clients. I was like, okay, what do I want to do? Do I want to build an agency? Because being, Simone, you're a marketing expert. Building an agency is a totally different ballgame than providing services yourself. You need to have the skills of hiring and process and systems and all these things, right? I didn't have those. So I started chatting with people around me. And in this process, like, I started becoming feeling very lonely. Even though my Instagram was beautiful, I felt miserable. And I started asking people around me, like, hey, what do you actually really do? What is your profession? How do you actually make money online? How does it work? Can I see it? I literally asked them to show me the back end of their business to make me understand what is their financial model. And I spoke with 40 people about that. So it gave me an understanding what they're doing. But I also spoke with them about that I felt a little bit lonely in this process. And all of them said, I can relate totally. But what happened in the process, while I was talking with so many people, I heard that, let's say, Simone is, I don't know, a marketing expert, right? And he's very good at like webinars. And I just met, for example, an expert, a financial coach who wants to have more reach. And what happened, naturally, I started, hey, by the way, I just had a chat with Simone. I know that you are like looking into webinar strategies. You guys got a chat. So I did that. I never had an intention with it. I just started doing that. And then people came back to me like, thank you. This is awesome. This is really valuable. This is really cool, actually. And then I thought, okay, do I really want to be a digital marketer? Do I want to scale a marketing agency? I enjoyed so much talking with people with, from different backgrounds and bringing them together. And originally, I am a teacher. I'm a social worker. That's what I have a bachelor in social work. And I love creating learning environments for people and education and also entrepreneurship and innovation and community. And then I stopped and thought, shall I scale a marketing agency? Or what shall I do with my life? I took off 5 days. I went to Uluwatu in Bali, remote, no internet, writing the Ikigai. I don't know if you guys know the Ikigai. That's a Japanese model framework that helps you to find your sweet spot. What do you really like to do? What are you naturally good at? And what does the world need, right? Which you also can monetize. And then I came with this concept of the Nomad Escape, actually. Why am I not creating something for people like myself, people who are building businesses, who are entrepreneurial and travel the world, but value relationships and value supporting each other? And that is kind of like how it started. But I didn't realize that I was a connector, Simona. And when I realized really that I was a connector, you were in the journey about 2 years ago when we built the Inner Circle. So what happened moving forward? So I did now 42 retreats around the world. I just came from Japan, Dubai, from Greece. I do many in Portugal, Madeira Island, and I do many online events, and I'm a speaker at many events. And I, after doing all of that, I thought, what am I actually doing? People ask me, okay, what do you do? Yeah, I do retreats and trips for entrepreneurs. But then I thought, is that really what I do? And then I did, I think Simone even gave me that homework. I did a mentorship actually with you. And you said, okay, let's discover your really unique selling point. Or what are you actually really good at? So I did a survey in the community and all the people who ever met me. And I'm like, listen, you came to 7 retreats. You kept on coming back online and offline. Like, I think I do something right, but I don't know what, right? So why do you keep on coming back? And if you think about me in one word, how would you describe me? And then people say, all of them said, you're a connector. You always, you know, when you speak to someone directly, say, oh, cool what you do. You got to chat with this person. And energetically, you match them as well, like more at a personal level. Can they vibe, let's say, right? Can they get along? So that was where it actually was born. And I got like aware of that super unique superpower. And I think even it was you, Simone, that said, yeah, people are professional connectors. It's a thing. And then we created actually together a digital product, a digital framework around it, because people knew more and more, like I was known for connecting people. So what happened, people text me and say message like, hey, Michelle, I heard you introduce people. Can you connect me with this person? You know, this famous person, can you connect me? Or do you know a marketing expert, whatever? And I'm like, I can't take care of this anymore. It's too many people. It's a full-time job. And then with you, Simona, we chatted about, okay, how can we systemize this? How can we productize this, right? And yeah, then I created the online platform, which is called the Inner Circle, where I do personalized introductions. And actually, I was already doing that in my events, but I never really systemized it. I never gave it a name. And now I'm here and I do this for a living. I'm a professional connector.
And that's what's special about Michelle. I think there is a lot to unpack for anyone here or watching the replay as well, is that one is about asking yourself, what do I really do beyond the surface? Because that's often when we find our uniqueness. And I remember, like, even without even asking her for connection, like, I was at the event and Michelle was naturally connecting me with people, was actually naturally connecting other people. And often the thing that we are great at is what comes the most natural for us. And that's why it's so easy to overlook, because it's just such a part of us. That's always part of Michelle. And Michelle and I are made from the same cloth. We have the same values. And no, we value integrity. We treat people with respect. We are looking to create a diverse and inclusive community. We care about every single person that works with us. And that's why we became instant friends, because I saw the amount of love and care she was putting the event. I mean, I've been to Nomad Island Fest, and it is a special place, very different from a lot of other larger events, because the level and depth of connections, they are next level. But that comes from her. And so I'm going to ask you a bit more about, what's the first step of creating these connections? And anyone that here has questions, please put them in the chat. I put like a bit of a brief overview of what we're covering today. But that's Michelle's background. That's what led her to be who she is today. And I have a question. What is the biggest thing that maybe you didn't even think it was possible, you didn't have it on your plans or on your radar, that came your way because of making strategic connections?
Oh wow.
Because you had
Well,
pretty
that
good,
now.
like, you had a pretty
I
good
mean, my
pick.
whole life at the moment is like in that. Well, one big thing, multiple big things, but one connection, actually, where a lot of things started. It started with in Bali, actually. When I was staying in Bali in Entrepreneur Villa, I was that was called Draper Startup House. And it was nice. There were some events here and there. But I was not into depth, let's say, networking. So let's say you put networking, right? Just put a bunch of people together. Fine, we chat. And if we, like have similar value, if we know what we're for, we could create something. But there was no framework. There was no one really asking, okay, what are you exactly building? What do you struggle with? Maybe I can help. Maybe I have experience or maybe I know someone. So I spoke with the founder, Vikram. And he loved my mindset around it. And he loved that I, was so, I loved location independence and I want to inspire people. And then he said to me, okay, you need to talk with another guy. His name was Ollie, online entrepreneur. And so he did an introduction for me. And then Ollie told me, like, Michelle, I told him, I'm going to move to Lisbon. And I asked him, okay, do you have connections for me? And that is also one of the things, and we're going to give more value also in this interview, but don't be afraid to ask for introductions. I'm like, hey, I'm going to go to Lisbon. Who should I know? Who's influential in the industry and is in the same, like in the values the same things and is about the same topics. So he connected me with Dave Williams. Dave Williams is a one of the first media buyers ever in New York, digital media buyers. He was one of the first clients who bought advertising budget from Facebook. He built a massive marketing agency. He sold his company for $100 million. And then he built a company, then it was called NomadX. And Ollie said, you got to chat with Dave because I was asking for an introduction. So Dave took me under his wing. He heard what I'm about and he's like, you know what? I'm bringing you to Web Summit. Man, when I started, I had like nothing in my bank account. I'm now multiple six-figure, almost seven-figure business. I had literally $1,000 in my bank account. Could never go to Web Summit. A booth at Web Summit cost like 25K or so. He invited me and I could have a booth. I had a booth in my first year on Web Summit where he connected me with Derek, who's now like a good, like one of my main colleagues, a good friend, but he's the voice of Nomad Island Fest, like a great MC. So through all these connections, I kept on having a very good relationship with Dave. And Dave was following me in my journey and what I'm doing, like let's say B2C events, right? Events for people like you guys. But I said, Dave, I want to go more to B2B. I want to do what I do for individuals, for companies. Do you know someone? He said, actually, yeah. And then he came up to me. He says, like, this is a good friend of mine, very big company. They got like over, I can't say the name right now, but over 600 million in investment. They built telecom around the world, 5G towers, and they need a company retreat. I'm like, great. I jumped on a call. And through this introduction, I closed them, and it was a budget of 350,000 euros. So it was like without me doing, promoting or acquisition, all these things, it just came to me through connections. Then another one, I was recently in Japan. I mean, 6 months ago, Simona was in Madeira Islands with us, and I brought, and he's coming back again, Japan's most famous author. I don't know if you guys know him, but his name is Ken Honda. And he wrote 200 books about the concept of money and wealth and happiness. And I saw this guy at another conference, and I knew his business partner. His business partner connected me with him after my request. And he's super famous and super known as extremely wealthy, but super humble, super sweet. And I just like was, and that is a tip that I want to give actually, how I got where I'm going. And I will tell you what came out of there. And that is how I ended up speaking in Japan 2 months ago in front of 400 people with a translator. I would never think of that. And I have like now a whole fan base in Japan, and they want me to come back, and they want me to build whole conferences around me. They want to build whole brands around me as the Nomad Queen and stuff like that. But when I met this speaker, this author, I went to him. I asked his business partner. I knew his business partner, and I said, "Listen, can I have a chat with him?" And he says, "Yes, you can. Just walk up to him. He's pretty chill." I went to him. And I had zero intention, actually. And it was my hope to work with him, but in my mind, he was too big. What I did when I met him, I was the most authentic self I could be. And I said, "Listen, I just saw your talk. I normally don't go really to speakers at conferences, but you really touched my heart because you spoke about money and, let's say, family wounds and money wounds and all these things. And isn't a Japanese guy, I'm half Asian. And I have a very bad relationship with my father. And that man, that author, Ken, looks actually a little bit like my father. So when I saw this man speaking on stage about money and happiness and how relaxed, and when I compared him with my own father, as also an Asian man who was actually heavily alcoholic and drug addict and pretty like in a bad shape and very stressed about money, I saw that. And that triggered something in me like, oh, wow, like there are, healthy father figures, let's say. And I went to him and I shared that. And I said, when I was listening to you, it sounds weird. The only thing I wanted is that you would sit next to me on my bed in the evening and tell me bedtime stories about money and just stroke my hair. And I just said it like authentically from the heart and I meant it. And I just left. That was it. A week later, 2 weeks later, his business partner, Zen, he calls me and says, "Michelle, you have a community, right? Yeah, we want to work with you." I'm like, wow. So that brought me, he came to Madeira Island. He's a huge speaker. I didn't pay him. He came there himself, like, and he gave so much value in the event. I mean, he walking around with presents all the time and hugging everyone and spreading, like, this guy is from another frequency. Like, I've never met someone like it. And then he said to me when I interviewed him on my events, he says, "You're going to come to Asia." I'm like, okay, I didn't ask for anything. He says, "You're going to do it and I'm going to make you famous there." I'm like, okay. And by offering him so much value at my event, because like we pampered him at the event, like we covered everything there for him, giving him a good experience, good customer experience. Like, and also like actually like new partners. I think I also had a call with him, right? Or
Yeah, the call with
yeah.
them, yeah.
So he got so much out of it and he said, "Michelle, I want you to come to Japan." But then I said, "Okay, you know what?" He invited me last February to Japan. And then I said, "I'm not gonna take, I still wanna give." I'm like, "Listen, what do you have going on?" He says, "I have an event, I have a mastermind retreat, high ticket retreat. I want you to speak there. And I have a conference for 400 people and I want you to speak there." Okay. It's like, let me bring my people. Okay. So I sold 15 tickets for his event, which equaled time, like almost 4,000 euros, his event. So I brought him a lot of sales. I brought people from Europe and the US to him, and I gave him so much that he's now wanting to, you know, make a whole personal brand around me and share with me. So why I'm sharing all these things, there's a few lessons in it, is when you connect with people or go networking, it is mega important to be fully yourself, most authentic self, even though sometimes you're goofy or shy, or sometimes you put a curse word in, what I sometimes have. It's not perfect, but people can see your energy. People can see what you're about. And that builds trust. And then after that, when they say, oh, it's intriguing, you know, like, cool what you're doing, don't ask from them what, you know, like, hey, can you do this for me? Do you want to have my service? A lot of people, what they do is like on them, right? Buy my service, buy my product. This is what I do. No, ask them what do, and ask them, how can I help you? That's the core of everything. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's if you think about the foundation of what we talk about a lot in terms of building strategic partnerships, right? It starts with giving.
Yes.
To give to the right people in a strategic way, like, you know that the person you're giving to is a person that if it goes well, they can open great doors or opportunities for you, right? So it's giving without expecting anything in return, but you are selective of who you give to, if it makes sense,
yes.
Right? So you know that can open a door, can open an opportunity or something that you want. And if it happens, great. If it doesn't, then you gave. Which actually led me to the next question, Michelle, which is, how do you identify all the right connections? Because it's so easy, and I'm sure that even like with the nature that you have a very giving nature. You like to give time to people. And I remember having a conversation. We had a conversation where at some point you say, I need to put some boundaries right now.
Yeah.
Because you end up spending all your time on calls, introducing people and making introduction. There wasn't much of a structure or monetization around that. And I remember actually having that conversation, because I think it was a couple of years ago. I said, okay, actually, this is now, I'm drawing a line now. And these are the boundaries I'm putting in place. So first of all, for someone that is looking to build the right network and build the strategic relationship, how do you identify them, first of all?
For me, because every business is different. For me, it is, I like to work with, for example, other people or other companies and brands that offer something complementary to what I do. So me really collaborating per se with exactly, like, let's say another Nomad event. Yes, that works. But it's like, because for example, where's the other lady? She was talking about the cruise. Can be
Elizabeth, yeah.
She gone. But so let's say I have a strategic partnership with GTEx. Why? Is because in my community, there are so many online entrepreneurs and freelancers who need your expertise. I hear over and over and over again, always it's around marketing and sales. So as I get these questions in and I want to serve my community, I start looking for people and other companies who have the same values as me, but offer complementary services. Because I'm not going to offer marketing services. I can advise and all these things, but I'm not going to build or do these things. I don't have the team, you know, to do that. So I identify first on, like, okay, like values, obviously, like if we have a conversation, is it like me or giving? You can sense that pretty fast as well. Then their service or product, is this something that my community needs? Because I'm serving my community. So by building a partnership with Simone, I am serving my community, right? And then as well, for me, an important one, and yeah, I shifted really to that as a kind of like a requirement, if they also have their own community and leverage and network. Because if I work with someone who is a marketing expert, which is great, but it's like a freelancer and can do some, you know, tasks, then they are waiting for me for a job, right? So they're like, okay, when does Michelle have another client for me? But in this case, for example, you're a good example. You know, you have your community. All these people, they, you know, like have a different, let's say, lifestyles, what we do, like with the Nomad Escape and all these things. but they're curious to know about that, right? So, and you're like, hey, Michelle, do you want to share your story? Do you want to show how you travel around the world and make money out of that, right? I'm like, yeah, I'm happy to help. So I can serve your community as well. I can reach people through your network. You can reach people through my network. So I look at that. So I look already at like also the track records, the leverage that they have. When they are more experienced and multiple years in business, at least 5 to 10 years, that's nice. That is an equal partnership. And I think, Simona, that I have sent many of my community members to you.
Yeah.
It's, and you help me with a lot of things as well, send people to me. So that is like, it's no question. Like we're just
About the
strategic.
value, exactly as you're saying, Michelle, is about the value that you can provide to each other. So, you know, if you're thinking about even having your own partners, right? When you bring people on board, as Michelle said, first of all, is alignment of value. Then we're looking at something complementary. And then, can they add value to your clients, and can they put you in front of their clients? Because now, if you have these three levels, then now there is actually a very strong collaboration that can be there, where there are multiple winning points. There is a winning point in alignment, there is a winning point in adding value to each other's clients, but also there is a business interest. Like, there is now, this is where I'm going to invest the relation, because also our time is limited, right? Like, we have just as many hours on the day. So where do we decide which kind of people to continue build the relationship on? Where do we allocate the priority of our time? So even if I think about where do I allocate the priorities of my time, is of people that, yes, I love spending time with. Yes, they can add value to the community. And yes, they can bring more people to my community. And so in that case, if you're looking at these three elements, now think about the network that you have. Who are those people that where you can continue investing that time? So I'd love to move to the next question, which is, when you introduced it before, when you talked about the experience with Ken Honda. And I don't know if that ever happened to you, to anyone. Let me know in the chat if it did. Sometimes you kind of put people on a pedestal. Or we think that, or we want to approach someone and or an organization, whether it's a business or a person, at the end of the day, it's an entity that we think this person is out of reach, or this organization is out of reach. I know that this organization will make the big difference for my business, but I'm not ready yet. I'm too small. I definitely have this a lot in my mind, and I need to get rid of it, and then actually start approaching things in a different way, because time is not linear. And you, Michelle, you had great experiences of doing business with people that, if you're looking at on paper, right, on the business, on the size of what they've built and so on, you could have had that imposter syndrome. Okay, I'm not ready for this. But somehow I've seen some of the collaboration that you managed to pull out, and I'm like, how did you do that? And which now is the question: how do you build actually a relationship with key players, where they are receiving requests left, right, and center? Almost everyone wants something from them because they've already built something great. So how do you approach those kind of relationships actually?
I never go the standard route. So I will never end up in your DM or like an email, official email. Hi, my name is Michelle, or my assistant. Like the standard route, no. It's through an introduction from someone else. If I really want it, then I get it from someone else. Or I manage to, like, I go very consciously to certain events and I end up in the same rooms and I end up standing next to them, for example, and just having a relaxed, informal chat and hanging in the right rooms, right? And then also, what I said, like at the moment that you get in touch with that person, never pitch. Just like always, be fully yourself and let them talk. Because when is something a good conversation? You know, when you say, oh my God, that's such a good conversation. It's mostly when you were talking about yourself. You're like, oh my God, it's so amazing, right? Like now I'm listening to myself. I'm like, oh my God, this is a great interview. But like, I don't know, other people zoomed out. Yeah, I don't know. You know, so like when you hear yourself, you start feeling good about yourself. And so if you have the space to create where you can listen to people, you truly see, show that you see them, right? And you make them feel special, they just start trusting you. And that really, really works. And then also with a few big key players, let's say. I did one thing on LinkedIn that worked. Was with a big speaker that was on the stage. And I was sitting front row and I was looking at that person. And I just find this person on LinkedIn. And because I didn't know him yet. But I'm like, wow, this guy is amazing. So then I Googled and like, oh, it's really huge. How can I work with him? So I found him on LinkedIn and I just sent a voice note. And I just literally said this, yo, listen, I'm sitting front row. I'm listening, like I'm watching you right now as I'm sharing this voice note. You're fucking, excuse my French, epic. I love your talk. I love your energy, what you're about. Listen, I really want to chat. Even if it's 5 minutes, I know you're busy here, so I'm not going to stand in line to talk with you. We got to chat. It's so different, right? Then like, hi, my name is Michelle. I have an event business. No. I get all these, like I get bombed on LinkedIn, on email. I don't reply. I just, nada, right? So different ways to stand out that what you're naturally good at, what you said at the beginning, that align with your personality, with your own way of doing, you know, like, yeah. And asking for introductions, like this is really how I do it. Yeah.
There are two big keys here. One is to say, who do I know? Because that's where there is something that I believe, Michelle believes the same. The key to your next network is your current network.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we think about our current networks, not just in terms, of, can you make an introduction? Can you recommend me business? And that's very limiting.
Yeah.
Because then we limit all the opportunities that our network really can provide. But if we say to our network, hey, I've got this goal, and you have people that you know that are well connected, that maybe they had a good background or a good career, and you tell them, hey, here is my goal. Anything you can do to help. You know, sometimes they will say, oh, I have this connection. I have this person. You can see that now is not limited to, hey, can you help me get these clients? Or do you have a client that you can refer me? Do you have an opportunity to refer me? It's like, hey, I got this goal. This is really important for me. This is why it's important. Do you happen to have any connection, skills, something that could help me out? And in particular, these are people that you already have a relationship with. Right. So it is not coming cold to a person that you don't have any relationship with. And so that's the first part, leveraging your network using broader questions. And then you have the second one, which is if there is something someone specific you want to connect with, whether it's an organization, because organizations are run by people. Right. So who has the access to that?
Yeah.
And do your best that you can to be in the same room or find yourself in the same places. And then suddenly appeared close to them. Because the thing is that a lot of people will not even take that step because they are afraid of something, or they're afraid of rejection, or they're afraid of being, or you know, boring them, or you don't want to be too much on their face. Depend on culturally, like they can be that where you make a decision for the other person. I make a decision for the other person that this person is too busy to talk to me. The decision I made in their mind, I haven't asked them if they are too busy to talk to me, but I made the decision for them. And so what Michelle said is like, hey, I'm actually appearing close to you. Oh, we're here. And it's magical because it creates a human conversation. You go with a human conversation first, then the rest will follow. I've got another question before we go to the Q&A, part, but do you have something that you would like to build on this, or do you think we're closed on this access to the right people?
I think like one thing that I would like to add, I've been working on a framework recently, which I am implementing in the inner circle very soon. And everything comes there together because the things that we're talking about, I've been speaking about that and doing that for years. But then I thought, okay, what is it exactly? And I came to a formula, which is the triple growth formula.
Gary loves a framework. You got you're speaking Gary's language. Bring it on.
Oh, Gary. Okay.
Gary
okay.
loves a framework. Okay. He's there. He's ready.
Basically, it's a formula. The formula is vision times network times, sorry, vision times network times experience is exponential growth. So vision clarity. First of all, because we're talking about networking and like maybe, I don't know, you guys have a business and like, oh, I want to have another client, but that's very short, short-sighted. It's like getting quick clients. So first you need to have the bigger picture. What is your big vision? What is your big vivid vision of your business and your personal life? Once you map that out in every detail, because I mapped out, for example, that I want to speak at certain stages, work with certain influencers, even want to live in a house in a banana plantation on an island where I live now, Madeira Island. All these details I wrote out in such deep, like, yeah, such precision that my mind was wired for that. So first you need to have clarity on your vision, then network intelligence, I call it. So have clarity on like, what is your dream 100? Go crazy, go wild. I don't know, like Donald Trump is maybe not now popular for everyone, but maybe one of the most powerful men in the world. Okay, I want to work with Donald Trump. You're like, okay, can never do. Maybe you can. Maybe you can have access with him on Twitter. Just write it down. So get clarity on your network and then mapping out your own network, who you already have access to that has access to that other network. And then experience elevation. It's like, what experiences do you need to have on a personal and professional level? Get out of your comfort zone, go to that event, go to that room, take that action in order to grow, right? In order to get into the right room. So I've been thinking about it a long time, Simona, like the inner circle, for example. Yeah, what do we do there? We do personalized introductions, but what do we live by? Because what we have created is amazing. But then I thought, okay, what is the model behind it? And I came on like the triple growth formula, I called it.
I like it.
Yeah,
I
vision
like it.
times network times experience is growth. Gary, what
Yeah.
do you? I don't know if Gary is from the frameworks. So I would love to have some
I'll
feedback.
ask you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, just knowing you from two of these types of conversations, this one and an earlier one that Simone had hosted, and hearing you tell your story, Michelle. This framework feels authentic to you.
Exactly.
When I hear the framework, I think, okay, I might want to adapt that for me. But what I'm taking away from your message is you're identifying the fundamentally core elements that produce exponential growth. How I label them is maybe up to me, but get clear about those elements. So that's what I'm taking away.
All right. Thank you, Gary. Brilliant. Appreciate it. So now we're going to go for the final question, and then we're going to open it up for questions as well, which is how do you turn connections into real business opportunities? Because there are connections that go and great friendships,
Yeah.
right? Awesome. And there are connections that actually turns also into great business opportunities. So once you have that relationship, how do you make sure that actually it creates a great business opportunity for you?
Yeah. Pretty simple actually is mapping out together in a few bullet points is okay, what do both of us need at the moment? What would be very, very helpful? And what can we both bring to the table? And how can you complement each other on that? Just like the example that I have with GTEx, right? Like I'm not helping people with marketing services. Well, many people of me know, need that. Okay, here's Simone, and the other way around, right? So yeah, then I explore. And also like you do need to have patience because you cannot force it. Like building relationships takes time, and that's what I see a lot of people also when it comes to building partnership or relationship. People approach me and like, hey, I want to be your strategic partner. I want to collaborate. I'm like, okay, what do you want to do? Yeah, you can buy this product or you can hire me. I'm like, but it's a one-sided thing, right? So instead of like having a conversation with me, like, hey, this is what I'm looking for at the moment, but I can add this to you, like I have this value to you. It's a very different conversation. So if this person who approached me like that, which like I don't want to work with right now because of the approach, which is just like inexperience, I think, if this person had more patience and built relationship and didn't try to sell me directly something, then I'm like, okay, you know, like we had a very different conversation today. But yeah, like you know, like the map out what I did, like what I said at the beginning, like mapping out what do you need and how can you complement each other, and actively like asking for it. Simone and I, we chat, like we haven't catch up now for a long time, so this is great, and everyone can witness like us catching up in a way.
So, yeah, exactly.
But like literally, like we text each other sometimes, like, hey, listen, I'm looking for this, or hey, can you help me with this? Hey, I'm stuck here. Right. And like, I've seen what this man can do. Like he built an incredible, incredible system for me that we like, I could sell like crazy, you know, so I know what he's capable of. So he offered value. I brought in people and opportunities. And for example, yeah, we did kind of like also an exchange, right? You're like, okay, this is normally what it costs. I give you a discount, but in exchange, I want access to this, this, this. Okay, reasonable, reasonable. Doesn't cost me physical directly, you know, like the amount itself, but I give it to you in other ways. And yeah, you can monetize that, but I would highly recommend to choose like only like max 5 strategic partners a year to deepen that relationship, because you can have so many and then it's like one post and social media shout out, it's not effective.
Yeah, exactly. It's about the depth of the relationship. So boiling this down, we're looking at a few strategic partners. So 5, I recommend. So we're very aligned. Even if we never talk about this, I say maximum 6. She said 5. So because naturally you have just as much capacity to build this level of relationship, and then lead the conversation with, this is what I can do for you. And this is what my goals are. So it becomes an organic conversation. So even with the partnership that we had with Michelle, she's like, hey, I need help with this. I said, well, if you want help with this, I can build this, but it's going to cost you this much, or I can do this for this much and then have this in exchange.
Yeah.
There were things that were important for me. She was like, oh, okay, I can provide that. But also I never asked something that I know she would not be able to provide. So knowing a bit about her and the organization, I put something on the table that I knew it would be something that she could do, right? So that goes to one, building the relationship, to seeing, okay, what synergies there are, and exploring that together and thinking about a collaborative approach. And so talking about collaboration, now it is your time to ask questions. And while you're writing some of your questions down, I love to also for Michelle to talk about Nomad Island Fest, because I'm going to be there in December. It's going to be my 3rd year. I cannot wait. Anyone here has been to Madeira, the island of Madeira, and as a Portuguese island?
Very beautiful.
It's
like the Hawaii of Europe. Just literally Google it. You see photos. It's like, it's everywhere, like stunning cliffs, waterfalls, like every corner you see something magical you never seen before.
It's special. And what we decided to do is to partner up so that we can bring also GTEx members there into Madeira Island and as part of Nomad Island Fest. And then we have also our own fringe events with the GTEx members there. There are very few events that I collaborate with. Michelle is one of those ones, because I know the quality of the people that are there, and I know how much she cares about the experience that everyone is going to have there. And that's why I invited her, and I said, yes, I'd love to be there. I would love to bring people in, because she thinks about every single detail, from curating how the connections are made between the people that buy the ticket, the experiences that people are going to have there, which is not just attending talks, but it's like deep, meaningful, introspective experiences as well. Deeper level of connections where we really understand each other as the humans that are there. And some of my best friends that I have now, or business partnerships or collaboration, they came from that event. But it's the container that she creates. You know, the container is often as good as the leader. You've seen that. You all have this experience. And the way she leads and the energy that she preserves is second to none. Even when things, they might not be going as smooth. I remember there was 1 year where there was a challenge with one of the participants that, let's say, made a lot of strong racist comments. The way she handled that It was masterful. But that talks about the integrity that she has, the impact that she creates in the community, and also the quality and this energy that she preserves in that space. That's why I want to come back. That's why I want to be part of that. It's always in my calendar. And I would love you to join me as well. So, Michelle, I know that there might be a link also that we can put in the chat as well for the event. And if you can talk while we have a few questions, if you can talk about when is it, what can people expect, and also what are some of the next steps in terms of tickets as well.
Absolutely. Simone, is it okay I drop just like a few more links in the chat?
Yeah,
Also,
sure.
yes, is it okay before? Sorry about our events, our online also, and I would love to connect with people either way, if that's okay.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
So like Nomad Island Fest is for people who value freedom, collaboration, right? Introductions, innovation, and personal development. And that is embodied in this event by also, again, like another framework that I created, which is a 9-step growth program, where I invite everyone at the beginning actually to work on our vivid vision. Because in that event, there is kind of like a learning path. So where you when you go to other conferences or events, you buy a ticket, you enter, and you figure it out, right? And if you're a social butterfly, you'll chat with people. If not, you get overwhelmed. You're like, oh, stand in the corner, whatever. You go with the flow. No one holds you by the hand. From the moment people arrive, we give them a unique experience by having a red carpet. So we have the entrance. Normally, you do it at the end. We have a gala at the beginning, a red carpet for everyone, not only the speakers and all the superstars that we have. Everyone enters on a red carpet, beautifully dressed. We have the photographers and videographers, so everyone feels special and seen. Because many of us, like here, also in your community, we're building online businesses or trying to create digital products. And many of us also work from home or from the office. When do we really have the time to feel special and show the world the best version of ourselves? And I do that, like when people arrive, I take them out of their bubble and I throw them in another universe. And like, whoa, what's happening? All of us are superstars. So then we arrive, and then my team is already trained on like everyone. All my team members know when you see someone, you hug them and you say, hey, my name is this. I see you. What do? They get to know the people and they start connecting people or when someone is standing alone. Then one of the first exercises that we do is the business bingo. And the business bingo is where everyone gets a chance to be on the stage. For 30 seconds, and we have beautiful stages, all beautifully set up and professional. And we invite you to the stage, and you get the chance to share, okay, what do you do? What do you do? What are you building or working on at the moment? And who do you need? So let's say I'm Simona, I'm a marketing expert, and I'm creating, I don't know, a new membership website. And I'm looking for community builders. I'm looking for AI experts. I'm looking for experts. I don't know who want to talk in my membership site. And then everyone has a card. It's like a physical bingo with numbers 1 to 100 or whatever. And you put up your number. And we say, okay, for Simona, we have number 2, 8, 12. Da, 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 da. And my team writes it down. So it's kind of like a bingo where you can see directly. So when you're participating, you see everyone. You see directly what is everyone doing. But then also when you're on stage and people vote for you, you see directly who's interested in you. And you can show who you're interested in. So you can filter out fast. And then we do different workshops where we work on the vivid vision. Like there's no events in the industry. Like there's a lot of talking or maybe here and there a workshop, but mostly it's speakers. Where do you get the time for 1 hour to actually just write? Facilitated writing from the depth of your heart. Like, what is your big vision? And we guide that. Our team guides that. So you have a beautiful document when you leave. Then we do masterminding, and like we put you in small groups.